Okay, we have Rob with us, and we are standing exactly where, Rob?
This is on the road next to the ruins, which is right below the ceremonial site, which is neatly tucked in between these two hills that we're looking at right there. Actually, if you see, in the center of the mountain right there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you were telling me that you were out here a couple of hours earlier and actually saw something, huh?
No, it was actually from my patio, which is going to be right on the other side of that knoll, which is where I'd done a lot of the taping. I had some lights coming. I just saw one flash up there just now. And one light came out, and all of a sudden, two appeared next to it, and it just wasn't real spectacular, but it always is not the spectacular things. That's kind of rare, but
I believe there's besides the burial mounds here, there's some is there some quartz around here?
Yeah, the mountain just about a quarter of a mile beyond this one has a very large quartz vein that you can see. It's kind of a distinguishing feature running through it, and it kind of slopes down right into this area right here. It's kind of neat. There's a small ruins right where we're standing right here, about 150 yards into the desert, and then tucked in between those hills is the Circle Stones ceremonial site. So,
how long have you been noticing these lights here?
From June 14th when I first saw the lights, I guess that triggered me to pay attention, I guess. But we had things in the past. See at the very top up there.
Yeah, you see that up there, Roberta? Talking to Roberta Scott, our producer. And it's a cool night. Does the weather have anything to do with it?
No, it's been... the weather doesn't really have much to do with it. But, I've only been looking into this for a few months. And, well...
How would you describe to our listeners what these lights are that we're looking at exactly? Are they orbs or just flashes of light?
I'm not sure. It's nothing really spectacular, but just this is kind of the subtler little light change.
What's this look like in the daytime?
It's a nice, pretty mountain with lots of black basalt lava rocks intermixed with the desert to do with the moon being out, but the very top of that knoll right there too is, I guess, what we call the fortress. Is just the rocks that have kind of been laid out in a circle, kind of like fortifying the top of the mountain. I'm not sure what it was used for, but
Have you been to the top of that mountain? You've climbed up there?
Yeah, I've been all throughout the mountains here, and got everything from caves, mines, to the ruins, to petroglyphs. It's very diverse and it's interesting, little here and there. You have all these different little things that kind of makes it a neat little place.
Now, Roberta, why don't you tell our listeners what you and Rod just saw there as we walk a little over here to where you are?
I saw a light that looked like a puff of smoke. And I just now saw it again.
Oh, really?
Okay, now, where she's looking, that is what now?
It's right in between the two hills right here that we're looking at. And that's where the light was. And that's where a lot of things seem to come right out of there.
Now, when you're up there, you haven't seen anything unusual or spooky, for lack of a better term.
Well,
or have you?
During the day, no.
Yeah.
But
have you been up here at night?
I don't know. It doesn't sound too. I don't know. I'm not scared of it, but
Yeah, and it's not inviting, right?
I'd rather be with people in a populated neighborhood here. But, I would do it, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that maybe that might be something for us to do like in 2009. No.
yeah, maybe if I know a little bit more about.
And you've got your binoculars out, and Roberta, come over here, and why don't you? He'll let you look through the binoculars too, and you can tell us what we're seeing here. This is about a 50-50 chance anytime you come up here you'll see something.
Yeah, I'd say maybe even a little bit more. You know, a lot of it's subtle, but definitely anomaly.
Right up there at the left.
What do you see?
Well, it kind of just looks...
And have you seen lights coming toward the mountain? You saw some red?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just saw it again. It's just like a blink of light that looks like it's smoke that's red.
Like if it was inside a distortion area? Like, or smoke or fog, yeah. Like, or smoke.
Somewhat like sometimes when we have the UFO reports about, they say, well, it's kind of, fogs it out, cloaks out.
Yeah, it's definitely, whatever's going on here does have some distortion attached to it in some way. In fact...
Yeah, you're talking toward the edge of the... Yeah. You're right, as dips in the middle between the two hills.
Mm-hmm.
And now, have you ever been here late at night or early in the morning? Or is there any certain time it really is right after sunset or when?
Right after sunset and when it's most dark. This isn't really the ideal time, but the ruins just recently got dug up over here. And I've been here... Well, I first been to these ruins about 15 years ago, so probably, you know, on and off, you know, every year or other year, you know, all during that time, and they've never been really messed with until, you know, about a month and a half ago. So I thought that was, and there's still boards out in there, like someone was covering up, digging and then covering it up with boards. So I don't know, maybe some other people have some interest in it, just because, you know, it's an archaeological site, unique and old.
I wonder what Indians were here. Do we know, or it goes back before for that?
Hohokam, but this is one of the older sites. And the archaeologist that was out here with me told me this is definitely a ceremonial or shaman's site because there's only three buildings, not a whole lot of pottery, so it wasn't a highly... people weren't living here necessarily in large numbers or for a long time, so it was probably a, you know, some place where you'd come when you had a ceremony or worship or something.
What do you figure this is? You must have a hunch.
Oh gosh, I have no idea, but there's some properties of. This being an area of coming and going, I guess you might say, because things are seemingly coming out of here and more coming than going, but definitely seems like a place, what would you say, you know, a door, I guess?
A portal. A portal would be a good term. We'll be right back. We're in right outside or to the north of Phoenix, and we'll be right back after this word.
If you're looking for adventure, information, and entertainment on the internet, one stop fits all, jerrypippin.com. At jerrypippin.com, you'll find multimedia entertainment at its best. Almost 2 million people are enjoying hours of entertainment and information. Get it now. www.jerrypippin.com.
Okay, while we were waiting for the commercial, Roberta, you saw something you thought your eyes were playing a joke on?
Well, whenever you look at it, because some of it is so quick, and like there was like a little yellow burst of like a little candlelight flicker and it's there and then it's gone, and you keep looking in a place, and then you have something that looks like a big round puff of smoke, and then it's gone. But right now there's one spot that's staying there quite a bit.
Uh-huh. Area. Ooh. You see that light?
Yes, I did.
That might be a plane coming though.
Yeah, that is an airplane, or something.
Not always.
I believe it's a plane, though.
Airplane, yes. But
it's hard to tell. We are definitely seeing something here. What do you think it is?
I'm not sure. It's almost like there's a little...
Now, that's an airplane over the top of that coming in, isn't it?
Yeah, and one over there, too. I mean... There's always, yeah, that one looks, you can tell, is a lot different than the other one.
Oh, yeah.
But there's flickers that are right above it, and come down the mountain, little flickers.
Yeah, like it's snowing a little bit of other lights.
Like fireflies, if you were looking at something up close.
Yeah. Like almost embers.
And we mentioned the whole thing because there are airplanes around, but these are not planes that we're talking about at this time. What do you think, Sue?
Well, you just see the little flicks of light. Just flickers here and there.
There are a few. But you can see most of the things are subtle. So, you know... Very, very easily not notice them.
Or you could be walking down the sidewalk here, and if you're not aware, well, you wouldn't pay attention.
They're not spectacular enough, maybe, to really draw your attention or concern or anything, but sometimes they are. So, yeah, and I know there's about three or four of my neighbors that I see out when I'm out, and on certain occasions we all were oohing and aahing, and we all knew what we were talking about. We were doing oohing and aahing at the same thing, I guess.
Now, actually, in the daytime, you don't see anything happening, or do you? Now, what about this light peeking over the peak there now? Is that an airplane?
Possibly. But there is a very strange airplane that we get here. And I think it's some type of observation plane, because when it comes over the mountain, it turns on four lights that it has on its bottom of its wings, and they're blindingly bright, and they seem to want to illuminate some area of the mountain when it comes over the mountain, just specifically because then as it goes off, you can see it turn the lights off.
But you think it is an airplane with just some sort of lights?
I've been literally illegally flying over the mountain, like 25, 50 feet over the top of the mountains, shaking the house almost. So I've been able to, film it where I'm, I can't zoom in anymore, or I'd be on a tire.
Good. Is it a prop plane or a jet?
It's like it's jet, but it's a weird sounding jet, modern, I guess you'd say, or hybrid or something.
And now up there, you think that might be that plane again? It's coming a little closer.
It's got three lights that are not going off. They're blinking, which is kind of strange.
It doesn't look like landing lights to me, but I don't know.
Blinking, and they look like they're shining up. That's weird. You want to take a look at it, Jerry?
Well, it might be shining a light down on it, because if you look below it, it almost looks like...
Ah, oh, that's bright.
And there's no noise from this angle. It's triangular in shape. Roberto, take a look at it and see if you think that's a flying triangle. And take a picture of it if you can. It's silent, and it's not making any noise, and it's making fairly good time. I would say, 1,500, 2,000 feet up?
Yeah. Now I got the noise. It's not loud, and it's kind of weird. Oh, it just had a light below it.
Right.
It dropped or something. Before it goes away, you want to look at it?
Yeah. It might be a jet, and we're just. But it's a strange noise if it is.
It's, yeah, you can hardly hear it. I don't. If
that's even it, the noise that we're hearing.
I'm not sure that's what we're hearing yet.
Yeah, because it was very close to us. We should have been able to hear something.
Here, take your binoculars back. I couldn't make out a shape of it. Could you?
Yeah.
Kind of look like a triangle.
You can't really tell.
Came interesting. Right over the top of the hill, and now this other light over here, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, that looks like one. But let's see.
He's going to check that out while we see. The other light seems to have disappeared completely.
Yeah, no, it's still in the air, though. I got it. It's just sitting there. I can see this through the binoculars, and that is weird. Where'd it go? Okay, right there. Oh, wait.
I don't know what it is. It is.
Yeah, it's just kind of hanging there now. It's moving a little bit, isn't it?
No, it's not that. It's very hard to see. Getting hard to see it unless you have weird. It's like there's spider webs in front of us, and that where you'll get glimmer off the spider webs a little bit as you move the binoculars around. I don't. Oh, there we go. But it's not light artifacts, because I know what that is. I've seen them a lot. It's emanating something, it looks like. But if you look below it with the binoculars, it looks like spider webs. Like a hall of mirrors in front of it to cover up what's...
Now, this one's fairly far away compared to some of the others.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it looks like it's kind of emanating something this way, and what it's emanating is what we're seeing.
Well, I've always heard that if you ask them for a show, you'll get one, and we're getting it pretty interesting.
It hasn't failed since I've brought people down here. It's always been adequately weird, anyway.
When you had your UFO researchers here a couple of weeks ago, they came away fairly impressed, I take it.
Oh, yeah. One was fairly shaken, and the other one was, he was a fearless guy, and he, you know, couldn't be strange enough for him, but, you know, they both were very taken aback by it, and they call me all the time now. Is anything going on? And they make it up here every chance they get. It has been kind of interesting. I've seen a lot weirder things happen, but there's definitely some unconventional or unexplainable lights that we've seen.
And something's happening over on the top of the hill now. In between there and the little dip, there's a light again. Is that smoke?
It's not smoke. I know it kind of looks like it, but it's just a distortion, and you can see it emanating in straight lines. Now it's at an angle to the right, to the southeast, so I don't know what it is. But I'd like to get some instruments up there.
Yeah, we're going to have to get closer sometime.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good opportunity. It's nice and flat up there. We could leave some instruments overnight and see what happens.
Here comes another airplane this time. I think, that's a good contrast.
Yeah, it is. And helicopter... This place is always good. I'm surprised we haven't seen any tonight, but helicopters have always coming over here, shining lights around. I say always, you know, I probably see them once a week or more. And before we thought anything of it, before we even saw any lights, we'd always kid with my wife, why do they do all these car chases and they always end up stopping here, the criminal here, and... it's kind of funny that we, you know, just kind of wrote it off as a funny thing, and now think differently about it, that they're checking something out.
Thank you very much. Roberta, I guess it was worth a 1,200-mile trip here to take a look at this.
Yes, it's quite interesting. Oh, I saw another.
You're going to go up to the top of that hill with Rob and me someday?
No.
You're not going to? Okay. We'll come back, though, Rob, I promise you.